Exegesis of the Holy Quran.
لهذا الإنسان شكرا للمولى الرحمن للمولى الرحمن إمن بهذا القرآن بهذا القرآن بهذا القرآن.
In the name of the All-Wise, Salamun Alaikum. You have tuned in to the Call of Islam radio station broadcasting from the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm sure a lot of you are interested to gain more information on the exegesis of chapter Al-Baqarah. If that is the case, you have chosen the right program. So please follow us. In the 19th program, we described four verses of the second chapter of Quran, which is called Al-Baqarah. The climax of these verses is built based upon instances that God makes to clarify the ultimate fate of the hypocrites. The first verse, which is the 17th one, states the first example. In this verse, we read, "Their parable is like the parable of one who kindled a fire, but when it had illuminated all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in utter darkness, and they do not see." This instance shows the output of their behavior and clarifies the result of their bad intention. The light that is mentioned in the above said verse refers to the light of guidance that is undertaken by the Prophet to lead them toward the straight path. Since the hypocrites claim that they are the true believers and hereby enjoy some of the rights that the Muslims have, it resembles the act of a man who makes a fire to enjoy its light, but then the fire is smothered by a wind and he remains in sheer darkness. This is simply the result of his mock behavior, which is futile, and so he will not benefit from that light. The same goes with the hypocrites. Once more, God says in the following verse that those hypocrites are deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not turn back. They are those who intentionally decide not to turn back and remain in their obstinacy, hence they don't have the eye to see the reality, nor the ear to listen to the truth, nor the tongue to speak about the facts. The second example of the hypocrites is made in the 19th and 20th verses, where God says, "Or like abundant rain from the cloud, in which is utter darkness and thunder and lightning, they put their fingers into their ears because of the thunder peal, for fear of death, and Allah encompasses the unbelievers. The lightning almost takes away their sight. Whenever it shines on them, they walk in it. And when it becomes dark to them, they stand still. And if Allah had pleased, He would certainly have taken away their hearing and their sight. Surely Allah has power over all things." Once more, in this verse, guidance is resembled to rainstorm that is advantageous for the people. But those hypocrites are just exposed to the bad side of the rainstorm and are confused and fearful. Moreover, the verse shows that although they want to oppose God, they are completely besieged by God's power and cannot escape. In our today's program, we'll refer to the 21st verse. After a full description of the hypocrites and a complete explanation of their futile behavior, God starts to invite people to the right path, which is to worship Him, and mentions some of the favors He does for people. I invite you now to listen to the program, which is hosted by Ayatollah Araki.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described three type of people, the believers and disbelievers and hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to call people to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah calls people to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow His guidance, to be good obedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal nas, u'budu rabbakum. O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you, alladhi khalaqakum, and those who were before you, walladhina min qablikum, so that you may be godly, may be pious, la'allakum tattaqoon. In this verse, there are three things, three matters. The first is u'budu rabbakum. U'budu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls people to obey Him, to follow His guidance. The word ibadah in Al-Quran Al-Kareem doesn't mean to say something as a worship or to do something as a worship, like prayer, like sujood and ruku', doesn't mean just this type of act. It means to follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real meaning of ibadah. Ibadah means to follow someone, to act according to his command, his guidance, and the meaning of worship your Lord here is that obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come walk in His way and follow His guidance and to be good obedient of Him. Ya ayyuhal nasu u'budu rabbakum. The word alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum. This is the second item in this verse. The first item was to call people to follow Allah's guidance, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first item. U'budu rabbakum. The second item is الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The verse describes the Lord, describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as who created you and those who were before you. This type of description shows us the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to worship Him or to follow His guidance or to obey Him. Why? We have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a question. It's a very, very important question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by these words, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, replies this question, answers this question. Why we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He created you. He created all people. Created you and those who were before you. Because He created you, He knows which way is the better or is the best for you. Because He created you, He did not call you but to follow the best way. Because He created you, you have to trust Him. Why? Because He created you. Then, if you trusted Him, you have to obey Him. When He says, come to me. When He says, come in the way. When He says, follow this way. When He says, follow this guidance. You have to trust Him. Why? Because He created you. Because He created all people in the world. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The third item is the words لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be God-wary, may be pious. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. It means that if you follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to reach, you could reach the best result. You could reach the virtue. You could reach the aim of piety. You could be pious. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, you may be good way. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you may be good way. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, may be good way? Why He did not say, you will be good worry, for example, or you will be pious? This is a very important question. The answer is that not all person who follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pious or can reach the goal of piety. Why? Because it needs belief. It needs to be mukhlis. You have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the spiritual belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to follow, you have to pray, for example, to give charity, to act according to Allah's guidance for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people are hypocrites. Sometimes hypocrites act according to the Sharia, for example. They pray, they give zakah, they go to the Hajj, for example. They do everything that real believers do. But they do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They just show people that we are believers. You have to be doing this kind of action. You have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to go in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His sake. You have to go in this way and believe in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your God, is your Lord, is your Wali, is your King. And there is not any king, just Allah subhanahu, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are not any Lord, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, not only doing something according to the Sharia is making you to be pious. You can be pious if you follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your intention has to be good intention. Your intention has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the real distinction between real believers and wrong believers, between believers and hypocrites. That because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Some people, when starts to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when starts to walk in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning he will start his way for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, he is mukhlis, he is good believer. But during the way, shaitan will come and stay in the way and try to give them away, to make them out of the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. This way, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving you a good opportunity to reach the best goal. But this is opportunity. You have to benefit from this opportunity. It doesn't mean that you will reach the goal 100%. You have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain you in this good way, to give you success, to be in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the end. You have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala husna al-aqibah. Because a lot of people were believer in the beginning of their life. At the beginning, they were believer. At the beginning, they were in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the middle of the way, they went astray. They go outside of the right path. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us in His way until then, to take our hands and guide us to His paradise, to the good situation in the end. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Here there is another point. Look at the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم. The word رب here came with الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُكُمْ. Rab, Allah did not say, for example, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. He said, اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And he said, رَبَّكُمْ, your Lord. He doesn't say, اعْبُدُوا الرَّبَّ. This kind of words means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. He is your Rabb. Because He is your Rabb, because He is your Lord, your Lord, He is calling you to come in the right path. to obey Him, to come to Him. This is actually call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all people to come to His side, to His, come to Himself. Ya ayyuha an-nas u'budu rabbakum, O mankind, worship your Lord who created you, alladhi khalaqakum, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and those who were before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be pious. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success, to worship Him, to follow His guidance, to obey Him in every actions, in every situations. Allahumma Rabbana تقبل منا ووفقنا لطاعتك وجنبنا معصيتك وصل على محمد وآل محمد إنك سميع مجيب والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا
Thanks for choosing this program. We hope to have you with us next time. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Say He's Allah, the only one. Say He's Allah, the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. We all need Him and He needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like Him, and He's like no one. Nobody's like Him, and He's like no one. Say He's Allah, the only one. Say He's Allah, the only one. We all need Him and He needs no one. We all need Him and He needs no one. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. He has no parents, no daughter, no son. Nobody's like Him and He's like no one. Nobody's like Him and He's like no one. Say He's Allah, the only